Yes.
Last night.
At Del Mar Hall.
Oh, one of the best venues on Del Mar. Just, you know, partners with and next door to the pageant. Always doing great shows. And they were featuring
Too Many Zoos.
Which, I mean, this is a big band of yours. It came to town. You're seeing them a couple times.
This is the first time I've seen them.
Oh, okay.
And the first time I've been to Del Mar Hall.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, never been there. This was me and Lila. This came about, they are coming in August with Coheed. And so I was like, of course I'm going to see Coheed. Coheed and Primus. And this band was opening up for them. And I was like, who is this band? What can I expect? I Googled them and I instantly found out I already know who this band is. I just didn't know who they were.
Yeah.
So you may have caught videos of these guys on like the TikToks or the Instagram of them doing their stuff in a subway in New York. Mm-hmm. And that's how they started. They just, you know, they were just all random guys, didn't know each other, and they were busking in the subway. And they just started playing together and it gelled. And you've got, I know the guy with the barisax here is Leo P. He's been in a couple of different bands. Lucky Chops. I don't know if anybody's ever heard of Lucky Chops. But it's exactly what you see here. It's these three guys. You got the barisax. You got the guy on the left here with the trumpet. And then you got the other guy on the right here. I don't know their names, with the drum kit. And they stand on stage and they do their thing. No vocals. They just jam out.
I love it.
And man, the barisax and the trumpet and the drums, and they're hitting it. They're doing some covers. You know, I think I heard like some Weezer, some Sean Paul, and then they've got their own stuff that they say they don't even just write sometimes. They just start playing. And you get it. Like, you know, I was there with Lila, my 14-year-old, and she's a band nerd. She turned to me at one point and she goes, they've been playing this song for like 10 minutes. Just jamming. Like,
oh,
they haven't stopped.
You were like, what?
Like, how are they doing this?
I'd be like, who are you? Oh, you forgot you were here. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Man, what a great show. Opened by an artist called Pell. You can find him. I saw him on Instagram at Pell, yeah. P-E-L-L, yeah. Reminded me a lot of Chance the Rapper. Mm. So if you're into that kind of music, this guy would be right up your alley.
And speaking of openers, Too Many Zoos is going to be opening for another legendary show you're going to.
Coheed and Primus.
In
August.
At
St. Louis Music Park.
Dude, Coheed going back to Music Park.
Oh, my God. I mean, I would personally rather see them at the pageant
every time,
but
every
know,
time
I enjoy St. Louis Music Park.
I mean,
it's
so
a good
hot
venue.
It's so hot.
Bigger, right? More seats.
It's bigger than the pageant for
I've never been to Music Park, so
I mean, you could probably get 3,000.
That's probably about right. It's like the amphitheater at Hollywood with the lawn and everything.
It's just smaller.
It's like
scrunched
a third
down.
Of the,
there's no lawn.
No, it's like fifth of the size. Honestly.
Oh, for sure. Really? I like it way better than the amphitheater. I hate the amphitheater.
Just a lot going on.
Yeah,
I'd still rather be at the pageant. But either way, Too Many Zoos. Hey, that's an epic show. You'll see them again.
Man, oh,
100%. Twice in 1 year.
You know, I just got lucky that I Googled them and I said, oh, they're coming to the Del Mar Hall, and tickets were like $25.
That's the best.
I was like, I'll go for that for sure. And I will go and see these guys every time they come. 100%. This was a good show.
Too many zoos.
You had me at saxophone.
Bare sax.
St. Louis concert features on the podcast. Snack episode here for you on the podcast. Come back and see us. Mostly Superheroes is proud to be funded in part by our sponsors. Mostly Superheroes is funded in part by paying patrons who receive early, ad-free, and exclusive episodes. Subscribe at mostlysuperheroes.com/support. Thank you for supporting your favorite independent podcast. Mostly Superheroes is an independent podcast owned and operated by Kerrigan Ventures in St. Louis, Missouri. Hosted by Logan Janis, Andy Hun, and Scott Swearingen. Brand and creative by Carrie Clark Design. Music by Audionautix. Learn more at audionautix.com. Find more at mostlysuperheroes.com.